Now there's some things I dread about summertime: bush fights, bush fires and bloody barbecues. But the thing that I dread most appears on Channel 9. It gives me them old summertime blues. 'Cause when Richie Beno starts to burble, my whole summer goes down the gurgle. Sound the crows, the cricket season's here again. Time to go to the video store. Who wants to watch a bunch of fully grown men rolling wicked maidens over getting silly legs before? Now when a wrong un nips back and someone gets a googly squeeze, might bring tears to Richie's eyes, but to me it's all Chinese. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now cricket was designed to bore and stupefy, reduce your brain to semi-consciousness. It's nearly as exciting as watching wet paint dry. That's why they call a five-day game a test. It's as boring as a Morris dance or a Marcel Marceau mime, where nothing nearly almost always happens for nearly almost all the time. Stand the crowds, it's all happening here at the MCG. A pigeon flew from off the leg and back again, and the streaker caused a titter in the session before tea. Far too many bouncers in the modern game. And I hope the poor Bill Laurie is not incontinent. If his voice gets any higher, have a nasty accident. Now Tangles and Marshy are giving Alan Border tips from the comfort of the commentary box. Chappelle's making awful jokes without once moving his lips. He only opens his big mouth to change his socks. And I think that they're the reason why I'm a cricket hater. Those pontificating, self-inflating, bloody commentators. Stand the crows, the cliché season's here once more. Time for platitudes and verbal overkill. It's really hard to know just who is cricket's biggest bore. Is it Chappelle, Richie, Greggy, Tangles, Marshy or Bill? But the biggest bore of all must be that fellow Tony Gregg. I'd like to shove his microphone up his middle and leg. Yes, down the crows, I'm sick of all these flannel fools. I wish Channel 9 would give them all a shaft. Give me a game of Union or League or Aussie rules, and it's all over in an hour and a half. And all you folks up there who think this song's not cricket, you know what you can do, and you know where you can stick it. Nya, nya.